Now we're going to hear one baseball great remember another. Monty Irvin was a Hall of Famer. He began his career in the Negro Leagues with the Newark Eagles.
You know, those were the good old days. We enjoyed those days because we were young, we were talented, and we didn't know there was anything any better. Didn't make any money, but we had a good time.
That's Monty Irvin in a recording from the archives of our member station, WNYC. Irvin was among the first players to break the color barrier when he joined the New York Giants in 1949. He helped them win the World Series in 1954. Monty Irvin died earlier this week, a tough loss for fellow Giant and Hall of Famer Willie Mays. Mays says Irvin was like a second father.
When I came up in 51, Monty taught me a lot of things about life in the big city, what I call the Big Apple, New York.
Right.
I learned very quickly because I had to play the game in the Polo Grounds. So Monty was there playing alongside of me at all times. And it was just a wonderful feeling to have someone in the outfield with me to make sure that I didn't make a lot of mistakes out there.
You and Monty Irvin and Hank Thompson formed the first all-black outfield in Game 1 of the 1951 World Series against the Yankees. I mean, that is seen now as a very big moment in baseball. Was there a lot of talk about it at the time?
To me, it wasn't because I knew those guys. So for them to play in the outfield with me, it wasn't anything different. It made me proud to be a part of that particular unit at that particular time.
Well, how would you describe what kind of player he was? How did he
What kind
play?
Of player he was?
Yeah.
He had what I call a very good arm, ran very good, good hitter, and most of all, thinking. He was a good thinker in the outfield, and that sometimes is overlooked. Well, when you play with those guys and you know that they can think just as well as they can play the game, then you look at them different.
How did he help you as a player?
How did he help me? Mm-hmm. He taught me a lot of things about life. I already knew how to play the game, but sometimes you need a little more. You need to know how to treat people. You need to know how, when you hit a home run around the bases, you don't stop and show anybody up. Thinking was more important to him than just playing the game.
And I understand there's a story about after a playoff game in 1951, there was a lot of celebrating, maybe some champagne was involved.
Yeah, I fell out. I fell out in 1951 because I wasn't used to drinking champagne. I just had came up, but yeah, champagne was there for the guys, and we won the league playoff. So
That's right. It
was a lot of champagne going on.
And so he gave you a hand, though, yeah, after you fell out?
No, that was two people gave me a hand. That was
okay.
Hank Thompson and Monty. I'm sure that when they carried me home, that I didn't know where I was going.
What will you miss the most about Monty Irvin?
The man. He was a guy that was sort of like my father. He was a guy that would take me into his house and meet his wife, Dee. They would cook for me. That was a park by his house there. We would go out and just watch and just talk. Nothing specific, just talk. Mostly about life. And the most important thing I thought was making sure that I didn't get in with the wrong crowd. And you can easily do that when you first come up and you're supposed to be what I call the star of the ball club. And you can easily get into the wrong crowd to make sure that I didn't have any, you know, regrets later on down the line. So he was just a fun man to be around, you know.
Willie Mays, thank you so much for your time and for your thoughts today.
All right. Thank you guys for calling.
Willie Mays remembering his friend Monty Irvin. He died Monday at the age of 96.